5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Let's talk about my favorite dictator. No, not the one you're thinking of. No.
Don't put your hand up shortly after saying
I'm going to be talking about Bukele, who I learned how to pronounce his actual surname.
Hooray.
Because I was worried before we started this.
I didn't do that with my segment about the Argentinian guy.
So Bukele is the supposed dictator, actually democratically elected president of El Salvador, who earlier on this year, and for the past few years of his time in office, has been sorting out El Salvador's terrible problem that they had with gangs and cartels operating that made them have, I think in 2018 or 2019, something ridiculous like a murder rate of 51 per 100,000, which is one of the highest in the entire world.
I think that the whole of Latin America is basically at a war with organized crime. And this is why I'm pretty liberal on drug laws, but I say that if you take things like cocaine, you are a massive piece of S because of all of the horrific things that go on, and it's, you know, the whole crime hierarchy and how it gets here, the things it's funding. You get like the Mexican cartels that kill all of the children in a town because they dare disobey them. The trail of blood that comes from this is horrific.
And but have you considered the poor murderers? Because the media would really like you, instead of focusing on the fact that it's gone from 51 per 100,000 murders to 8 and is now one of the safest countries in South America and actually is starting to recover in all sorts of ways. People are able to start businesses. This is good for the economy because if people feel safe in the streets, they feel safe to open a business where they're not going to get shaken down by the local gang members. They're able to do a lot of things. This is good for everybody. People feel safe on the streets. The media and the journalist class don't want you to care about that. What they want you to do is care about the human rights of the poor murderers. Why don't you think about the lives of the poor murderers? Well, because they're murderers. And honestly,
they should all be publicly executed, is my opinion.
I agree. And I think he probably would if he thought he could get away with it on the international stage, because it's not just the journalists who don't want there to be peace in the streets of El Salvador. And if they were perfectly honest, anywhere else for that matter, because they hate you and they want you dead. But no, it's also the establishment primarily of the US who could actually take action if they wanted to really screw things over for El Salvador and force them into a position where they might have to release all of the gang members who... which would put them probably in a worse situation than before, because not only would you then have all of the gang members out, they would also be very angry and wanting to enact revenge on anybody and everybody who collaborated to put them in bars. So El Salvador would just erupt immediately into a bloody civil war, the likes of which we've probably not seen since Rwanda.
And of course, the organized criminals in Latin America have like military level equipment. Like I saw the Mexican cartels with like Humvees with mounted machine guns on top and like convoys. Well, they looked quite American.
Interesting that.
It's funny how American foreign policy towards drugs is always hostile, and yet lots of their decisions targeting criminals that are actually peddling these things make it seem like they just want as cheap a drug dollar as possible.
I wonder. I wonder if they've been flooding the streets with anything like fentanyl.
What?
But anyway, relevant to this is Carl's recent discussion that he had with Thierry Boudet and John, what's his surname? Sorry, John.
Lachland. Lachland?
John Lachland, yes.
It's on the thumbnail.
Sorry, there's a camera that was blocking my view. Oh. About the future of liberal democracy and conservatism, because if this is the way that liberal democracy goes and what liberal democracy actually turns out to be is America bullying all of the other countries in the world to go along with their foreign policy, then liberal democracy won't last. And, you know, if that's all it is, then good bloody riddance to it. So I watched this video which spoke about it, which you can see the photograph in the background of the of when they arrested all of the cartel members. They arrested 71,000 people. And not only did they do that in one gigantic sting operation, they were so proud of it that the El Salvador government under Bukele filmed it and put it out to the public because they wanted them to know, this is what we're doing for you. Look,
that's great.
It's very easy to do this sort of thing in places like El Salvador as well because of the fact that the cartel and gang members, I think it was MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang, were the two largest ones that they went after, covered themselves in tattoos and facial tattoos as well that signify, hello, I am a murderous gang member. So it's easy to round them up.
I mean, visual signifiers of being a criminal make it very easy to catch criminals, but I feel like that could be misinterpreted as being very spicy.
It could be. But we're talking specifically about South America and El Salvador. And now he's taking it into the rural areas. So any remaining factions of these gangs that exist out in the rural areas, they're taking the action out there as well. And it's also becoming very popular. So in researching this, Ecuador currently has a presidential candidate who has military experience who wants to crack down on their gangs in a very similar way to this, who's been putting out presidential campaign videos saying that, hey, you see what they did in El Salvador? Well, we'll just do that. We'll just arrest all of the criminals who are proud of the fact that they're criminals and advertise it with their tattoos.
I think if everyone copied him, it would be a massive victory for all of humanity, really.
Yes.
Like, this is fantastic that they're targeting these people. Like, I'm as I've said earlier, pretty liberal on drug laws, but at the same time, the people making money off it are terrible people. Many of these people are probably murderers, rapists. They're the worst of the worst and deserve death.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And also, there's a Guatemalan candidate, a woman no less, who's promising that she will build a mega prison the same as they did in El Salvador so that they can just round up and imprison all of their gang members as well. Lefty crybabies are going, human rights though, but Ecuador has a point. So this is a guy, Ivy League businessman, wants to take on Ecuador cocaine cartels. His murder rate Ecuador's murder rate, not his personal murder rate. Ecuador's murder rate has surged as local gangs have forged alliances with international crime cartels because these cartels operate on the same level as a corporation, especially in South America where there is such a lucrative drug business to go on down there.
Mm-hmm.
They are the size of international business. And so you need strict, strong, frantic action to be able to take these people out because otherwise, it's like the heads of the Hydra. Take one out and they'll just grow elsewhere.
Well, it creates space for another to expand, doesn't it? So you've got to take them all out at the same time.
But what El Salvador has done is show that this is a problem with a solution. But the international community does not want you solving that solution because they're all profiting off it. So interestingly, it looks like he might have a reason for doing that. So this is the second Ecuador politician killed in less than a week. And this is an article from 2 days ago. So the politicians are being targeted. I hope this guy can actually do something if he gets in. Because as it stands right now, with the sort of rhetoric that he's putting out, the most I can say is make sure that you've got an armed retinue of guards with you at all times. If this is what they're doing to just random politicians, it was a local party leader, Pedro Briones, was shot dead by gunmen on a motorcycle at his home in the northern Esmeraldas province. If that's just what happens to some random local party leader, then the guy who's saying, we're going to do to you what we did, what El Salvador did, is going to paint a massive target on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope you can get something done over there, but be bloody careful.
He must have balls of steel as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But he said he's seen action as well. So good on him.
Well,
he obviously,
even so, yeah.
Yeah. But this is the sorts of articles that we're getting in the West about El Salvador and Nayib Bukele. as well. There's just what the world's budding autocrats are learning from El Salvador. Now, if when you use the word autocrat, you're using it as a synonym for guy who will clean up the streets, you're making autocrat sound really cool.
He was democratically elected, wasn't he?
Oh, and he's still vastly popular.
I wonder why.
He's got an 80% approval rate in his own country, which is something that even Trump at his best could only ever dream of, because Trump never did anything as radical as what he did to make his country safe again.
If drained the swamp.
If he'd actually drained the swamp, mm-hmm. maybe he could have hoped for an 80% approval rate. But this guy knows how to get it done. So he worked out how to chop away democratic restraints while keeping an approval rating of, oh, I must have got it wrong, actually, 80 to 90%.
Let's just presume 90, because it's The Economist and they are, you know, as far as the toilet bowl of media goes, it is kind of right at the bottom, isn't it?
They can be, certainly. One ingredient is his mastery of social media. The main one is locking up huge numbers of young men. For young men, that's a synonym that they're using here for murderers. They're desperate to try and paint these obviously good things as being negative.
Since when has The Economist cared about young men exactly?
Yeah, so the amount of people that he arrested was equivalent to 7% of male Salvadorians aged 14 to 29, which just shows more than anything. It doesn't show that it's a human rights abuse.
Rice.
Yeah, human rights abuse. It shows how widespread the problem was
good
over
thing
there.
You're not talking about China.
Anyone suspected of ties to a criminal gang can be thrown into a crowded jail indefinitely. Little evidence is required. A suspicious tattoo, you know, those tattoos that say, I am a criminal, mm-hmm. on their face, or an anonymous accusation will suffice. Anonymous accusation meaning, hey, I know that he's a murderer, throw him in prison, please.
Well, I mean, there does need to be a fair trial, but I presume that they're smearing the situation.
At the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, extreme problems require extreme solutions.
Staring me straight in the eyes and saying that.
I will not apologize for supporting a man who has cleaned up the streets of his
country.
Well,
it seems to have worked.
Who has saved his country. Outraged liberals, and this is the funniest part of this, must admit that his crackdown has brought benefits, they say through gritted teeth. Most touted is the plunge in the homicide rate, 51 per 100,000 to 8 last year. Analysts dispute how much credit to give to Mr. Bukele, but he can surely claim some. I wonder if locking up every criminal in the country had something to do with it. But professionals, experts, and analysts are like, oh, we don't know. We're not so sure about that. God.
Maybe it was climate change. Maybe they just got too hot and bothered
to
murder.
They got too hot and tired and they went on a siesta. That's what happened. The murderers went on a siesta.
You know what, experts, you might be onto something there.
Yeah. Before, if a gangster demanded protection money, civilians paid up or braved a bullet. Few called the police since gangsters were seldom convicted without testimony that hardly anyone was brave enough to offer. These are repeated patterns we see all over the place in South America. Now it's the gangsters who are scared. Knowing that an anonymous tip-off can put them behind bars indefinitely, they are still at large. Those still at large are in hiding. Study in 2016 found that the annual cost of gang violence in El Salvador was 16% of their GDP.
That is insane.
Yes, it absolutely is. Today, neighborhoods are calm and business folk have mustered the optimism to open new shops. Hence Mr. Bukele's rock star popularity. And The Economist is here to tell you why that's actually a bad thing. Yet his scrapping of due process carries costs that will outweigh the benefits of not being murdered in the street. Okay. First, untold numbers of innocents have been locked away. Untold because we made it up. We can't tell you exactly how many innocent there are, so we're just going to say untold to make you think it might be all of them. Their families cluster outside prisons, desperate for news of their young loved ones, which just reminds me of those news reports you see from America where some ghetto shooting has happened, mm-hmm. and you'll just get all of the people going, he may have been a drug-dealing murderer, but he was a good people, didn't do nothing. That was
always get that. I don't know what the accent
of accents. Yeah. That was a mix of accents. Yeah,
he was a good boy, and then it's like a shootout. He killed like 3 people.
Yeah,
he was always a good boy.
He was a good boy. That's the way it always goes. It reminds me of that. The government has released though 6,000 so far, but seems in no hurry to admit its mistakes. Well, they got released, didn't they? So at the end of the day, listen. If I'm in a country where everyone is being murdered on a day-to-day basis and I'm having to walk past corpses in the street and I get patted down or maybe even interned, as long as I get out and the streets are safe, I'll look around and go, might have been worth it. This isn't like a COVID situation where it's a little cough and they lock me away for 2 years. for the sake of me not getting a common cold. This is actual murder in the street.
Well, yeah, the cartel's nothing to really, you know, turn your nose up at. They are serious business.
Yeah. More insidiously, he's amassed powers to pave the way for his crackdown and then use it as an excuse to grab even more. Oh God, he might save the country even more. How horrifying. And it goes on and on and on like this. They call him Putin-esque, which means they're calling him Hitler-esque because that's what they mean these days when they do these things. And they talk about how his methods are ripe for copying anywhere where there are weak institutions. Well,
I wish.
Surely that would mean that there needs to be some kind of order put in place. If they've got weak institutions and you're full of corruption and have the cartel in operation, yeah, they probably could use a guy like this.
Hey, weak institutions are good, all right.
No, strong institutions are good.
Ooh, no institutions.
I'm not saying government institutions. I'm just saying institutions. you've got loads of articles like this. Oh, no, John. Oh, God. Here we go. Like from this, from Espana.com. ElPaz.com International. Bukele's hell in El Salvador, a country submerged in a police state.
You mean, well, it's like better than a cartel state, isn't it?
Yeah, and you mean like Singapore, which everyone describes as a police state, but it's also a remarkably peaceful place to live.
Now, as long as you don't spit out chewing gum.
Stop making police states and other such things sound so good. So these are, I mean, you've got to remember as well, these articles are the sorts coming from the same people that would make any excuse for the Canadian government closing your bank account or the US government targeting parents for not wanting gender ideology in schools. These people choose their targets selectively based on whether they like the guy or not, whether they consider this man an enemy. And obviously, they consider this man because he is not in favor of all of their progressive agenda, because he's not happy to have criminals murdering people on the street. They see him as an enemy. These people writing these articles are your enemy because they would rather see you raped and murdered than see a load of murderers put in prison. So take that information as you will. You get this, the Vincible Bukele. Can the millennial autocrat be stopped? And they can't find any pictures like they could with Javier, where he's really angry and screaming, because this guy, he's described himself as the world's coolest dictator. As a joke, because he's not a dictator. But he described himself as the world's coolest dictator, and you can't really find pictures of him looking angry, because he's just a chill guy.
He looks like he's doing that scene from Pulp Fiction with a tiny violin.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's doing that for the cartel members. Oh, if he actually
put your murderous brother in prison. Oh, no, let me play a little tune for you.
If he did that, that would be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so former Colombian president Ernesto Samper called Bukele a little Hitler in Central America. Oh, my God. Just because...
Well, the cartel candidate doesn't like him. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, they,
I'm presuming that's him. I don't know.
Well, literally, I decided to look into it because I thought, okay, Colombian Ernesto Samper. Just Google it, and then the first thing that comes up is Cali cartel. So one, first of all, Colombia's murder rate currently is almost triple El Salvador's that is now. So that's fun. And Samper was accused of receiving campaign donations of up to $4 million from the Cali cartel.
No way. So you mean to say someone bought and paid for by the cartels is critical of someone arresting the cartels? Oh,
I know. Big surprise. So when you've got these people as your enemies, you know you're doing something right. The international democracy promotion will also remain frustratingly inadequate and ineffective in halting Bukele's authoritarian project. Yes, because your message is literally we want to release the murderers. So that's not going to be a very popular slogan. Release the murderers.
It's like Mr. Burns if he was even more evil.
It really released the hounds. That's the message that you're giving. The US and the EU have confined themselves to half-baked measures, voicing concerns for human rights violations in El Salvador and issuing statements condemning Bukele's erosion of democracy. The Joe Biden administration has also sanctioned several close aides of Bukele via the Engel list, which merely revokes visas and potentially freezes assets for the listed individuals. The ticking bomb that is Bukele's economic plan, you know, making it so that people can start businesses again, which is only ever going to be an economic disaster, but it's because of the fact that he implemented Bitcoin as part of the national currency.
Oh yeah, that was incredibly based, yep.
They say that that's going to trigger an economic crisis that will likely undermine his government's internal unity and fuel popular discontent.
They've been kicked in the head with a horse. No,
the US, as the main bilateral lender, buyer of El Salvadorian exports and source of much-needed investment, should be prepared to extend development aid, financial lifelines, and debt restructuring programs, but with clear conditions requiring Bukele to take specific steps to put El Salvador back on a democratic path. So this is
blackmail.
Blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is sanctioned blackmail, where they say, we will literally... Well, this is just a very thinly veiled threat of regime change.
Yes.
In the same way that the US government has done time and time and time again to any organization or a country that is not leftist enough for their tastes. This is disgusting. And the fact that the US throws its weight around on the international stage in such a way for such reasons is vile and unforgivable. And then the last thing they had was just the free press has been withered in El Salvador. Oh no, the submersive smear merchants, the dirty, dirty smear merchants have been suppressed in El Salvador. And people on the streets with their cameras are being promoted by the government for walking around the streets with cameras and saying, look at how safe it is now. Isn't this interesting? This is neat. I didn't used to be able to go down the street without getting stabbed. And the government is promoting that. And all of the dirty, dirty smear merchants are being pushed down. They're being pushed away. They're being sanctioned. They're not being given the primacy that they so deserve. Good. Screw the dirty, dirty smear merchants. No pity for the dirty, dirty smear merchants. They're scum, as far as I'm concerned. And for anything else that he may do, most of what I'm aware of with Bukele is the fact that he implemented Bitcoin and committed what I can see as an absolute miracle in one of the most dangerous countries in all of South America. So whatever else he does, I'm in full support of, because at the end of the day, when these people are your enemies, you're doing something right. Thank you for watching this segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters. I hope you enjoyed it and found it informative. If you feel like supporting the work that we do here, then you can subscribe to our website for as little as £5 per month to gain access to all of the premium work that we do there, including Josh's series Contemplations, which is on episode 137, the most recent of which is part one of his series about cults. If you'd like to follow with what Josh is doing online, you can follow his social media on Twitter at Josh Firm and on Getter at Josh_Firm. Thank you very much again for watching and take care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.